Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Late Night
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let's get it going. This is Late Night
right now
on Sports Radio WEEI.
I appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
So everybody's got an opinion on this Antonio Brown situation. That's what we're going to talk about here tonight on Late Night. It is Sports Radio WEEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. As always, the number to join us here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And it's an abbreviated program here tonight, thanks to the Boston Red Sox, who lost in, 11 innings, taking away some valuable time here. As people, I feel like, in listening to both stations today, people are sort of split on this, right? So you've got your group of Patriot apologists that want the player, want the talent on the field, and really are okay with making excuses for said player. And up until today, I'm going to be a bit of a hypocrite here, because last week I sat here and I said that I was all about the Patriots bringing this guy in. I wanted him here, and I was all about innocent until proven guilty, this being a civil case, yada, yada, yada. But I also said last week that you can't give a guy like this too many chances. And that's the point here. And I think that is the entire point of this conversation, is a guy like Antonio Brown's got to be on a very short leash. And over the course of the week, he wasn't able to adopt the Patriot way, so to speak. What he did on social media wasn't the Patriot way. And the text messages that, of course, came out today from last night, that is anti-Patriot all the way, and it sort of gives us a window in to the world of Antonio Brown, a small window into his psyche, a small window into another potential unfortunate situation involving females. Look, there's just too much what if, too much sort of rumor and innuendo, and when it all sort of stacks up against you, you sort of get a better picture of the person. And I think the person that Antonio Brown is somebody where you got to measure the risk reward. You have to measure the talent versus the man. And I feel like the Patriots over the years have always been willing to sort of, push it when it comes to talent a little bit. If the guy's talented enough, they tend to find a way to look the other way and at least give that talented player a legitimate chance to make an impact, to make a difference, both on and off the field. And you can compare and contrast two very interesting things here, and that's what I want to do here tonight. Look at Antonio Brown and his issues, and look at Josh Gordon and his issues. Antonio Brown's issues haven't led to the commissioner's exempt list yet. They haven't had him suspended for entire seasons of his career yet. Yet the Patriots, not only did they bring Josh Gordon in last year, they doubled down on Josh Gordon. They supported his rehabilitation in the offseason. They gave him the confidence and the peace of mind knowing that they were going to bring him back if and when the NFL allowed him to come back, so he didn't have to worry about a job and employment and whether he was going to play or not. He had a goal to focus on because the Patriots were all in on his rehabilitation as a man. And now Josh Gordon is a member of the Patriots, and right now, today, he is a much more important member of the Patriots than he was 12 hours ago. And isn't it interesting where you've got Josh Gordon, a man that's been vilified for his addictions, for his issues, both on and off the field, for his drinking, for his drugging, for so many of the things that people out there in Patriot Nation were critical of him for. People that thought that Josh Gordon didn't belong here, that he wasn't a quote-unquote Patriot, and we took all those phone calls. Isn't it interesting how I think we have a better idea of the man that Josh Gordon is versus the man that Antonio Brown is, because the Patriots, they bought in on Josh Gordon. They supported his rehabilitation. They gave him a job when nobody else would, and they showed him sort of a path back onto the field. They didn't abandon him. They didn't give up on him when things got tough, because I think they know that Josh Gordon's a good guy. He's a good guy that's got demons. He's a good guy that's troubled, but he's a good guy, and good men are worth investing in when they're incredibly talented. And Gordon is incredibly talented, so the Patriots were willing and able to put aside his issues, because his issues didn't mean that he was a bad person. His issues meant that he was somebody that needed rehabilitation, needs constant work. That's the type of guy that he is. So right now, the Patriots' most talented receiver is Josh Gordon, and he's an imperfect man. And he's one strike away from being exiled, essentially, from the NFL. But that was worth their time. That was worth their investment. That was worth their support, both last year in and through the offseason, despite violating another drug test and putting himself in the situation that he got put in last year. It wasn't a one strike and you're out policy with the Patriots when it came to Gordon. It wasn't a, hey, you screw up and your opportunity's over here when it came to Gordon. He screwed up and his opportunity was given back to him because they feel like the talent was worth the investment because he's not a bad guy. Antonio Brown must be a terrible human being. He must be a really bad guy. And that's what we're going to learn about in the coming weeks here. We're going to learn about the things that never made their way into the media just yet. We're going to learn about the things that Antonio Brown isn't even aware are going to make their way into the media and really become even more of a media circus over the coming weeks. And what I like the most here is that we got the story after AB was signed that Robert Kraft, essentially, we learned that if he had known about the impending civil suit, sexual allegations against Antonio Brown, if he had known about that ahead of signing him, he would not have signed him. I didn't fully believe that. I didn't fully buy into that. But reports tonight are saying that Robert Kraft was the guy. He was enraged when he learned about the latest incident. Enraged. And he is the guy that ultimately demanded that Antonio Brown no longer wear a Patriot uniform. So it is Sports Radio WEI. It's late night. My name is Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys here tonight at 617-779-7937. An abbreviated edition of late night tonight, only going until midnight. So we'll get your calls in early and often. Are you in the camp of the Patriots cut this guy too soon? The Patriots have now exposed themselves a little bit. Let's be honest about this on the field. There's this sense, and last week didn't help. There's this overwhelming sense of confidence when it comes to the Patriots and the receiver position right now. There is. So there's almost this feeling where you can afford to lose Antonio Brown because you've got other guys. You got Josh Gordon. You got Edelman. You got Dorsett. You got other guys there. Guys that are talented. Guys that can make a difference. But think about this. We talked about this when Gronk walked away from football. In the last 6 months, the Patriots, last 3 months, the Patriots have now lost the greatest tight end ever to play the game and the best wide receiver in the game. And when you think about that and you put it into that sort of context, how many teams in professional sports, not just in the NFL, not just the game of football, how many teams in professional sports can lose two of the best players at their position? One is an all-time great. One, Gronk is the greatest tight end in my mind ever to play the game. Antonio Brown is up there in that conversation, but he's absolutely the most talented wide receiver or one of the most talented wide receivers in the game today. And you've lost both of those guys in the last few months, and the Patriots are still expected not to miss a beat. I got to tell you, I'm not fully bought into that because I've always been of the mind there. If you lose the best player in the game at that position, right? So you lose Gronk. I never thought that they were going to seamlessly recover from losing Gronk. And we're 2 games in, so don't tell me that they have already. You can't seamlessly recover from losing a guy like Gronk. And now Antonio Brown was a guy that a week ago when he caught that touchdown pass, we took all your phone calls here on WEI. People were all excited because you had a game-changing talent on the field offensively. You had that toy. You had that weapon that Tom Brady's been missing since Randy Moss left. That type of game-changing receiver. And guess what? You guys got excited about it. We got excited about it. Tom Brady had visions of 40, 45 touchdown passes this year. And that's why Tom Brady endorsed the Patriots going out and getting Antonio Brown in the first place. He wanted that toy. He wanted that weapon. He wanted that guy that gave him the extra advantage, the extra edge, a little something else that he hasn't had in quite some time. You know, Tom Brady came into this league winning Super Bowls as a game-managing quarterback. Then he went on, and you look at the ebbs and flows of his career, he went from being a game-managing quarterback to a guy that was setting every offensive record that there is. And there was a sense going into this season, based on the way the Patriots won the Super Bowl last year, based on the moves that Belichick made in the offseason, based on everything that we have heard about the Patriots and their philosophy going into this season here, based on what they did, the talent that they acquired, the fact that this team was doubling down on the running game, doubling down on defense, there was this thought going into the season that maybe the Patriots were going to try to win a different way. They were going to try to win in a similar fashion to what they won with early on in this dynasty era, right? With defense, with running, with game management, not making mistakes, being the smarter team. And I think Tom Brady would play that way, but I think he got very excited about the possibility of not having to go out like that. Because whether this is his last year in New England, his last year in the NFL, whatever it is, not his last year at all, doesn't make a difference. If he could go out throwing 40-plus touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, an MVP, the best offensive player in football, he wants to go out that way. He wants to prove that at his age he could still do that. And Antonio Brown gave him a better opportunity, a bigger opportunity, and a much more likely opportunity to do just that than what they've got right now. That's a fact. Now, this doesn't mean the Patriots are in trouble. It just means that this overwhelming sense of confidence I hear from Patriots fans drives me a little bit nutty, because we're doing what we always do, and I don't like it. You know, when the Patriots start out 2-2, like they did last year, the year before, Patriots fans panic. They panic. Oh, this is it. And as they're panicking at the same time, you got Max Kellerman on TV, you got Rob Parker on TV, singing about the end. And it never winds up being the end. But people jump to conclusions 4 games in, and we're doing it again right now. We are doing it again as Patriots fans right now, because they've had 2 incredibly dominating performances through the first 2 weeks of the season. And let's face it, you know, it's not going to get much harder for this team this weekend. So that overwhelming sense of confidence is going to continue most likely even in the post-AB era here. But I got to tell you, if you haven't learned the other way when the Patriots start out 2-2, if the Patriots coming back and playing better as the season's gone along and ultimately winning Super Bowls, if that hasn't taught you not to overreact early on, if that hasn't taught you that tough lesson, then this isn't going to teach it to you either. Here's the thing. The Patriots did lose the greatest tight end ever to play the game, and they did lose one of the most talented, one of the most elite receivers in the game today. Those are facts. And there's no getting around those facts. And now your team, now Tom Brady, and he knows this. When you look at your depth without Antonio Brown, sure, Josh Gordon, he looks good so far. He looks healthy. He looks engaged. He didn't have the greatest game in Miami, but so what? You know what his ceiling is. You know what his talent is. And you know what he can do in a football field. But let's face it, he's one strike away from being done for the season. Julian Edelman's 33 years old with a bad thumb. Now, he's one errant pass, one sort of jamming that thumb. He's one freak injury away from having a real problem here. You know, so now you're starting to look up and down the talent pool that Tom Brady's got. And when you look at the players that he's got to depend on, you know, without Antonio Brown, the picture does change a little bit. So on the field, I feel like Tom Brady's going to be disappointed. And I wonder if Brady endorsed this move today. I wonder if Brady was okay with it. Because again, the reports are that when Robert Kraft found out about this new incident, he lost his mind and he demanded that Antonio Brown no longer be associated with the New England Patriots. And now Antonio Brown is probably the first player in NFL history to have his jersey on 3 different teams' clearance racks in the same season. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. If you're on the line, stay on the line. When we come back, we'll bang through all your phone calls. Room for you guys here tonight as we're talking Antonio Brown, the New England Patriots. Did they make the right move on the field? Did they make the right move off the field? Do you guys endorse the releasing of Antonio Brown? We'll talk about that and more at 617-779-7937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boston sports never rests. This is Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't care.
Anything about how he's performed on and his behavior off, on and off the field?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
I don't care. Let's move on. I coach the offensive line. That's all I do.
You gotta love Dante Scarnecchia. Gotta love that guy. I don't care. You know, it's easy for Dante to get in front of the mic and say that he doesn't care. The one guy that I care about his feelings right now, the one guy that I would love to have a window into his world is Tom Brady. I want to know because I know that Tom Brady is the guy that endorsed Antonio Brown coming here in the first place. He's the guy that wanted him. He is the guy that absolutely got Bill Belichick, got Robert Kraft on the same page to go and get this guy when he became available. Because Tom Brady wanted that toy. Remember when he first got here, the reports about Antonio potentially living with Tom. We saw the picture taken clearly in Tom's living room. I don't think that he lived there. But even last Friday, when Antonio Brown was still, what was he on, day three of his Patriot tenure. That was the night last Friday we were here talking on the show when the video came out of Antonio Brown at the TB12 Center. And the place was clearly closed. Every business around was closed. Middle of the night. I think the video was taken on Thursday night. In the middle of the night, it came out on Friday. And it was Antonio Brown and Alex Guerrero at the TB12 Center. And not everybody connected the dots. And it surprised me that people didn't connect the dots. But even last week, people were coming to the defense of Tom Brady when I said Tom Brady 1,000% wanted this guy here. Tom Brady's the guy that absolutely called for Antonio Brown to become a member of the Patriots. And how I knew that was because, quite frankly, you'll never hear it from Tom. But he was at the TB12 Center after hours with Guerrero. Guerrero is Tom Brady's best friend. Guerrero is the godfather to Tom Brady's kids. Okay, so Guerrero essentially is Tom's family. And if Tom Brady didn't endorse Antonio Brown being a member of the Patriots, if he wasn't 1,000% in on Antonio Brown being a member of the New England Patriots, there's no way in hell Tom Brady would open the doors to his TB12 center and have his best friend, his kid's godfather, and his trainer, Alex Guerrero, working with Antonio Brown. The moment I knew that Guerrero was there was the moment that I knew that Tom was 1,000% in on the AB signing. How does Tom feel today? Because technically speaking, Antonio Brown isn't guilty of anything just yet. He's guilty of potentially being stupid, of making incorrect moves and publishing these texts and having them put out there and making the text messages to begin with. He's made some mistakes, and maybe it'll come out that those mistakes broke the law. He's a bad guy, and he's somebody that you want nowhere near your football team. But legally speaking, none of that's happened just yet. And legally speaking, he should be able to play this weekend and be available if he had not been cut, had not been released. How does Tom Brady feel? Did Tom want to see the legal system play out and hold on to his new shiny toy, his most talented receiver since Randy Moss? Or is Tom Brady now 1,000% behind this move as well? That's what I care about, the state of mind of the quarterback of this football team. So it is Sports Radio, WEEI, room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's go out to the calls. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Westfield. Paul, you're first up here on Late Night.
Well, finally, Gilroy has come back, and the reigning, defending, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 time world champion Red Sox are not going back for the first time in 4 years. It's official. Now we can really talk.
Yeah, it's over. And you know, we've talked about this all season long. It's unfortunate, Paul, but, you know, we've been blessed with how good the Red Sox have been over the years.
Right.
And yep. Personally, from a selfish standpoint, the moment the Red Sox season ends, Mike Monansky goes back to Mud at Night from 6 to 10, and there's no more Red Sox games. So myself, Brian Barrett, we get to get back to doing Late Night, and no longer will there be a week in between damn shows.
I know, but it's true. And to think how spoiled we are, and as you and Professor Barrett mentioned, the entire pitching staff just wasn't there, and the nerve and the audacity to think we're going to make the playoffs. But I'm a true fan. I don't care if they're in a dumpster fire wrapped in lava. I'm going to have duct tape and a fire extinguisher and not be any way down. However, that's the fan perspective. The reality is, looking back at this season, I think you hit the nail on the head. If you look at the 20 pounds Mookie suddenly didn't have and how he struggled but got through it, I think the pitching staff just really didn't have anywhere close to the same stuff, which is why they were all above an ERA of 4, except for Price. How ironic. Well, and A-Rod emerged.
It is, but again, you know, you talk about David Price. Here's what worries me going into next year is, you know, David Price and Chris Sale. These are guys that you're paying big money to, Paul, and they're guys that you can't depend on. Sorry, we can't do our regular long conversation here tonight, Paul. It's an abbreviated show. And I'm up against it. CBS Sports Radio is banging down the door to take my time. You know, it's a big story tonight, right? This Antonio Brown saga is one that's going to dominate all weekend long. And so help me God, if the Patriots happen to have a bad offensive game, it's only going to get louder. This is a night where I would be grateful for the opportunity to stick around here and talk to you guys all night long. Unfortunately, that is not the case. I can't do that. But I'm sure that CBS Sports Radio will have the whole Antonio Brown saga covered. But that's the thing I'm going to pay attention to this weekend, is what happens if the Patriots happen to lay an egg? And that egg might have nothing to do with the Antonio Brown saga. The fact is, they're playing a lesser team, a far lesser team, and the Patriots should walk away with a win pretty easily on paper, right? But they've had two outstanding games. What if something goes wrong offensively? That's when this story has the potential to really explode. That combined with one failed drug test from Josh Gordon, a tweak of Edelman's thumb, and then you have to ask yourself, did the Patriots make a big mistake initially with the release of or the trade of Demaryius Thomas so early on? That's a story that might potentially come back to rear its ugly head as well. Because Demaryius Thomas had that great game in the final game of the preseason, and then what happened? They traded him because they didn't have room for him. They didn't need him. I bet they'd like to have him now. So this has been a fun 20-minute edition of Late Night. Glad I drove in for an hour and a half to come here and get to drive an hour and a half home now. You guys stay tuned. CBS Sports Radio, that comes your way next right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.